All right, Saturday, May 29th, 2021, going heavy. And you deserve it after yesterday's treat. Here's what we have today. Every minute on the minute, for 30 minutes, one hang power snatch. Don't even have to pull it from the ground. Don't have to go below parallel. Today is just a gift, a fun, beautiful gift. We have a video on how to approach heavy days, covers warming up, choosing weight, etc., etc. I encourage you to watch that, obviously. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113. You can check out the link there. Last time we did this exact workout was on January 6th, 2021. If you're unfamiliar with the EMOM protocol, you warm up, you pick the weight that you're going to do hang power cleans with, you start the clock, and you just let it run for 30 minutes. And in minute one, you do one hang power clean. Maybe that takes you 3 seconds. You drop the bar. You rest 57 seconds. You don't do anything. When minute two starts, you just do another rep of hang power clean. Takes you 3 or 4 seconds. You rest the remaining time. Minute three, you do another one. So you're just doing one hang power clean every minute on the minute for 30 minutes. So you've got a nice built-in work-rest ratio. You can hold the same weight across. You can build up. You can go down. All depends upon how you're feeling. Just make it appropriately challenging for what your body's telling you today. Super fitness robot loading, even though you're choosing the loading. We've got a video showing the hang power snatch. I think I said that. Super fitness robot would be holding 75% or more of your one rep hang power snatch across the entire 30-minute EMOM. More likely is 50% or higher of your one rep max. Skilled workout, same as the prescribed. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one hang power snatch. But what makes it infinitely scalable is you can go all the way down to an empty barbell, a broom handle, or a PVC pipe and just work that technique. The limited equipment option. They don't have a barbell. That's okay. You're going to use one 50-pound dumbbell for the men or one 35-pound dumbbell for women. But of course, if you have access to other dumbbells, you can go heavier or lighter. Completely up to you. It's 7 rounds, each for time, of 10 left arm dumbbell hang power snatch, immediately into 10 right arm dumbbell hang power snatch. And you will rest 1 minute between each one of those rounds. And we have a video showing the dumbbell hang power snatch. No equipment workout today. 6 rounds, each for time, 10 broad jumps, 20 glute bridges, and then a 30-second plank hold. Rest 3 minutes between each round, and we have a video showing the plank hold. Accessory work for the day. Let's get the old motor fired up. You're going to choose one of these and just pour your heart and soul into it, you know, if you're feeling it. If not, you can do it more casually. But this is ideally more of a short time domain, high intensity kind of accessory piece. Choose either a single 1 500-meter row or a single 400-meter run, or 90 seconds of hard effort on the bike of your choice. Then we have the SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 to 8 repetitions, and a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. Foam roller for the back and lats, but you can do your, you know, foam roll your body down your head to toe. And then trap stretch with a lacrosse ball will probably feel really good after the hang power snatches today and all the rope climbing yesterday. 1 to 2 minutes per side, also with a video. That ends our week of training. Tomorrow is a rest day. Of course, I encourage you to take it. I darn sure will. And I will see you back here on Monday for more training and more fun.